Hiya, friends. Are you easily upset by risque language and thought? Well, consider this fair warning. You just might have wandered down the wrong alley, if you know what I mean.
Mike, go!
Once a gal was dreamy.
Mike, go!
Once a gal was creamy.
Mike, go!
Once a gal to call is on. Is she tall? Is she dark? Is she small? Is she any kind of dreamboat at all? No matter, it's hers and hers alone.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
I found her right here in the windy city. Somebody kissed my baby last night. My pretty baby cried, she know it wasn't right. Cry in vain. Say, bo diddle, you know you're not your bone man. I say, I love you, baby, with all my heart. Please don't never say we're apart. Bold dilly, bold dilly, here's I see. I wanna know if you do love me.
Diddly Daddy. Not Puff Daddy, not Brother Love, not Neil Diamond, Bo Diddley. Welcome to Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine. I am your ghost, Mike Gold. And if you can't get that song out of your mind, I think we've probably improved your mind. You got plenty more songs to shove inside that brain pan of yours. In about 3 dozen minutes, we're going to be doing a tribute to Jell-O. Yep, you heard that right. A tribute to Jell-O. And if it's rock and roll you want, it's rock and roll you're gonna get. Starting off with Alice Merton right here. On the House of the Rising Pun, getthepointradio.com.
I've got no roots for my home. to find them.
I've got no
I've got no roots. That night cutie called a cab. She left her east side room so drab.
Baby, don't do it.
She went out on the town. No one ever make her love a frown.
Death cab for cutie. Death cab for cutie.
Someone's gonna make you pay your fare. The cab was racing through the night.
Baby, don't do it.
His eyes in the mirror keeping cutie in sight.
Baby, don't do it.
When he saw cutie, it gave him a thrill. Don't you know, baby, curves can kill. Someone's gonna make you pay your fare. Judy, don't you play with fate. Don't leave your lover alone. If you go out of the state, his heart will turn to stone. Bad girl, cutie, what have you done? Slip and sliding down a highway 31.
Baby, don't do it.
The traffic lights change from green to red. They try to stop, but they both wound up dead.
Death cab for cutie. Death cab for cutie.
Someone's gonna make you pay your fare. Someone's gonna make you pay your fare.
Someone's gonna make
you pay your fare. Someone's gonna make you pay your fare.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small, and the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing rabbits and you know you're going to fall, tell them a hookah smoking caterpillar has given you the call. He called Alice when she was just small. When the men on the chessboard get up and tell you where to go, and you've just had some kind of mushroom and your mind is moving low, go ask Alice, I think she'll know. When logic and proportion have fallen sloppy dead, and the white knight is talking backwards, and the red queen,
one of these days.
Pristines, I Don't Cry before that. By popular request. Actually, we got a lot of requests. I think we played this, I don't know, 6 weeks ago? Can't tell. Lost in the time-space continuum. The a cappella version of White Rabbit. Miss Grace Slick before Grace the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band with just one of the most amazing tunes ever recorded. It launched 1,000 hits. Sadly, very few of them for the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. That was Death Cab for Cutie, Joanne Shaw Taylor. Three names, one woman. She's ready to roll. The Woggles before that with What You Think We Are. I think you're rock and roll, guys. And we open the set with Alice Merton, No Roots. Yeah, I got her one better. I got no hair. We're gonna go back down the county road. Wish they'd pave that thing. Oh, wait, look. There's this sort of shack up ahead with a lot of cars around it. What do you think they're doing there? Let's ask Mike Ness.
I spent all my money I've been drinking with the drag queens all afternoon. Well, I wake them. Destined to fail.
why, oh tell me why you've lost your splendor. Dark moon, what is the cause your light withdraws? Is it because I've lost my love? Mortals have dreamed of love's perfect schemes, but they don't realize that love will sometimes bring a dark moon. Away up high up in the sky, oh tell me why, oh tell me why you've lost your splendor. Dark moon, what is the cause your light withdraws? Is it because I've lost my love? Dark moon, away up high up in the sky, oh tell me why you've lost your splendor. Dark moon, what is the cause your light withdraws? Is it because I've lost my love?
There was a fungus among us. There was a rumble in the jungle. There was a static in the attic, a moaning and a groaning, a fungus among us. We had a fight in the middle of the night. There was a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
We were having a party the other night. Somebody got mad and they started to fight. I couldn't understand what it caused at all, but nevertheless, so we were having a ball. There was a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
There was a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
There was a cootie for a bruising. There was a winning and a losing. Put it to an end, then the trend, cause there's a fungus among us.
We'll be right back. Irishman and Joe Cocker.
Joe Cocker, Leon Russell, Mad Dogs and Englishmen doing the Rolling Stones' Honky Tonk Women. And since we're in the honky tonk anyway, watch where you step. There was a fungus among us, according to Terry Nolan. And, of course, we dedicate that to one of the greatest disc jockeys of all time, Mr. Dick Biondi. And yes, I was a member of his fungus club. Bonnie Guitar preceded with Dark Moon. Those of you who may not be all that into honky-tonk or country music, Bonnie Guitar was a classic, but also a hell of a producer. Produced back in the late 50s and early 60s, The Ventures and Fleetwoods. Yeah, something. Want to see your driver's license, though. Tammy Wynette before Bonnie Guitar with Womanhood. We open the set with Mr. Mike Ness doing his version of his own Ball and Chain. Alrighty. I did say something about Jell-O. Yeah, we're doing a tribute to Jell-O. Of course. Where else are you going to hear a tribute to Jell-O in 8 seconds?
Mike, go!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point, radio!
Apollo program. Okay. Jump up and down like crazy fucking people during this song.
One, two, three! One, two, three!
We'll be right back.
One more? Nah, you get nothing. We started the set with the Dead Kennedys, California Uber Alice, Joe Biafra, and Mojo Nixon, Plastic Jesus, Evan Johns, and his H-bombs covering the Dead Kennedys, Too Drunk to Fuck. Gotta tell you, that never happened to me. No, not because of my extraordinary sexual prowess, but because the last time I got drunk, I was 16. Mojo Nixon came back to do the Dead Kennedys' Winnebago Warrior, and we closed the set with Jello Biafra, Land of a Thousand Dances. So now you get it. Jello is Jello Biafra, who is the featured performer, was the featured performer for the Dead Kennedys. Every once in a while, he puts together an album, and then we play it here. Hasn't given us anything lately, so therefore we do a tribute to him. We think he's still alive. And why the hell am I pronouncing Jello as if President Trump said it? Because if he did, it would be the most sane thing he's said in his life. Yeah, got about 11 minutes worth of wackiness for you ahead. Another Mojo Nixon track. Look at that. Boy, I'm just into the Mighty Moj, aren't I? Holy crap. But first, brand new from Sharon Jones.
And stop telling girls they can be anything they want when they grow up. I think it's a mistake. Not because they can't, but because it would have never occurred to them they couldn't. You're planting that seed in their heads. It's like saying, hey, when you get in the shower, I'm not going to read your diary. Hold on, are you gonna read my diary? What, are you crazy? I just said I'm not gonna read your diary. Get in the shower. Girls grow up so fast. It's like they don't have childhoods anymore. They're sexualized so early. You know, a girlfriend of mine has a little baby girl and I babysat her. I changed her diaper, totally shaved. 6 months old. What a country. That's my new catchphrase. I know that Yakov Smirnoff said it in the 80s, but I'm repurposing it with a malaise. I just want to shake girls, all the girls here, I want to just tell you, you don't need a vaginal deodorant, okay? I know it seems like a real thing because there's real commercials, and for some reason we trust that commercials mean it's real, you know, and there's real products on shelves. No, it's a made-up need made by greedy, money-addicted, faceless corporations preying on a woman's greatest insecurity, smelly vagina. If you use regular soap and water in the shower, use whatever you wash your asshole with. How about that? Surely that's strong enough for your disgusting vagina. Rinse. And if when you get out of the shower, there's still like something, like a rancidishness coming, go to the doctor. Don't spray perfume on it. That's fucking crazy. That's what a crazy person would do. Do you see now? Are your eyes open? Are you living a conscious life? I'm lucky I don't have to worry about that, because I've been with a few men who have told me that my vagina smells like a peach. A peach tree. A peach tree dish. Is that a thing? That joke took real acting, real life acting. You had the craziest reaction. He just, his arms were folded and he just went like. Like, oh, Sarah. You're incorrigible. Oh, I'm corrigible. It's not all the man, it isn't. It's not all corporate America. It's us, too. We have to take responsibility, too. We shit on ourselves. We scrutinize ourselves. We think that self-deprecation is modesty. It's not. It's self-obsession. And there's no room for anything else. You think Mother Teresa walked around complaining that the tops of her thighs touched? I mean, they didn't. She was stick thin, fucking bitch. But she wasn't like, okay, this is fine, okay? But it's like, then I clench and it's all oatmeal. No, she was busy. She had things to do.
What condition my condition was in?
What?
liposuction in right now, god dang it!
Boy, they just don't write songs like that anymore, do they? Well, they just might start again once weed becomes legal everywhere. I hear Canada's going that way soon. Maybe New Jersey. Yeah, well, Chris Christie's gonna need it. That was Mojo Nixon, a mighty Moj. Just dropped in to see what condition Kenny Rogers' condition was in. Before that, Miss Sarah Silverman, she's got a brand new TV show out there. I haven't seen it yet. It's on Hulu. It's like I Love America, and I'm looking forward to it. She's funny and fearless. Most fearless comic I've ever seen. One of the most fearless people I've ever seen. Open the set with rumors from the late Sharon Jones and the Depp Kings. She died just a few months ago. I'm going to miss her forever. Young, too. Ian Dury died too young as well. He left us a kid who, geez, sounds just like him. And he's got a new album, I think it's third or fourth. And you're going to hear all about it in 8 seconds.
Mike, go!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point.
Porcelain boy,
when I first met you, baby. You fed me on chicken and wine. It was steak and potatoes, and babe, I sure felt fine. But now all you give me is the seaweed and the alfalfa sprouts and sunflower seeds, and I got my dime. And babe, you left me here with the chicken cordon bleu. My stomach is empty and all I got is food for thought. I've been sitting there thinking about the 20 pounds of groceries we bought. We bought 10 pounds of brown rice, 5 more beans, 5 pounds of granola, and you know what that means. I'm a regular fella, and I got the chicken cordon bleu. And I don't think I can stand no more. Now this stuff is so strange, the cockroaches move next door. Don't you see that old dog standing out in the street with a big smile on his face because they let him eat meat? And I got you, and I got the chicken. I got you, and I got the chicken. Where are the cords? And I got the chicken cordon bleu.
Has been.
Calling me has been. What'd you say your name is?
Jack.
Never done Jack.
Glad to meet you. Who's your friend?
Dick. Don't say Dick.
What do you know? And you, friend, what's your handle?
Don. Two thumbs down.
Riding on their own chairs, they dream of wealth and fame. Fear is their companion. Nintendo is their game. Never done Jack and two thumbs down and psychic, don't say Dick. We'll laugh at others' failures, though they have not done shit.
I've heard of you. The ready-made, connecting with the ever-ready. Yeah, never was talking about, still trying. I got it, forever bitter, gossiping about never say die. May I inquire what you've been doing, Mr.
Jack?
Never done Jack.
And you, partner, what's the news of the world, Dick?
I don't say Dick.
Don, of all the people, you must be the tattler.
Two thumbs up.
What are you afraid of? Failure. So am I.
Has been. Has been.
Has been. Implies failure.
Has
not
been.
So. Has been's history. Has been.
Has
was.
Been.
Has been. Might again.
Yep, it's better to be a has-been than a never was. Well, here's a guy who's never a has-been. This man's had an amazing career, William Shatner. Before the Shat, Steve Goodman. Another great line. The stuff's so strange, the cockroaches move next door. God, I love that line. Chicken Cordon Blues before Mickey Hart. He did not invent world music, but he's the first guy to really bring it out before the public. That was a long, long time ago. He was still with the Grateful Dead. I mean, the Grateful Dead was still huge and moving every day. He recorded a world music album for Alan Douglas. If you're into music history, you may cough or scoff, but it's a hell of an album. And he had a good label for at least the first half dozen records or so. That was the Lost Coast brand new album from Mickey. The Tom Tom Club, You Make Me Rock and Roll. Wow. Open the set with Baxter Dury from his brand new album. That was Porcelain. So you're probably asking yourself, geez, Mike, you used to talk about how Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine was just full of kick-ass rock and blues. Well, okay, you played a little blues here and there, but come on, where's your big blues set? You don't do that anymore? Oh, you gotta be drunk.
Whenever my dad pulled off of the road, somebody broke down, he didn't know he'd get him going again. Wouldn't let him give him a dime. He had a soft spot for people on hard times. Mama knew the neighbor kids down the street, holes in their clothes and nothing to eat. She said, I'm gonna feed them like they're one of mine. She had a soft spot for people on hard times. I've been down and I've been out, know all about living hand to mouth. Could be me or you with that cardboard sign. Gotta have a soft spot for people on hard times. When the wind blows hard and the rain won't stop, good working people lose all they got. We can't treat it like being broke, some kind of crime. Need to have a soft spot for people on hard times. Yes, I've been down and I've been out, know all about living hand to mouth. Could be me or you with that cardboard sign. Gotta have a soft spot for people on hard times. Have a soft spot for people on hard times. Help them.
and the crowd down. And I'm back smiling blue. If that don't do it, baby, you better leave it all alone. They call me the voodoo woman. Lord, I know the reason why. Oh, if I'm raising my hand, doesn't know the sky began to cry down.
Susan Tedeschi, Voodoo Woman, before Susan Etta James. Money, that's what I want, but I work here anyway. George Thorogood from his solo album, Soft Spot. Before that, Ike and Tina Turner review, Prancing. And we opened with Jeff Beck, Beck's Bolero. Damn, too much great music, too much mic babble, so we're not going to have time for the big babble. But yes, Trump still sucks. Don't know how he didn't get us nuked the last 2 weeks, but I'm sure Putin appreciated the massage. We shall return next week. You can't stop us. I am Mike Gold. This is Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine right here at GetThePointRadio.com. We're going to go home with the guy what wrung us. Take us home, Bo. This has been an arrogant MGMS production, which is solely irresponsible for its content.
You bet my sweet ass.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point.